I'm Jim Hale, the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel. I'm your pastor for today. We're located in Ballston Lake, New York. There was once a little girl who did not want to be hugged, and she would push her mother away. There's a story in the Bible about two brothers. The younger brother was hugged. The older brother wasn't. The younger brother was disillusioned with the world. He had chosen to embrace a lifestyle of sex, drinking, and drinking buddies. One day he came to the end of himself. He experienced the inevitable pain and suffering from choosing that kind of a lifestyle. That's idolatry. He was worshiping something that was not God. That feeling of suffering caused him to have hope because he began to think about his father, his kindness, his goodness, and the young man decided that he would go back to his father, say, "I'm not worthy," and surrender himself to his father. The wonderful picture is a picture of his father waiting and his father wrapping his arms around him and hugging him, embracing him. And the young man experienced at that moment the deep, full, complete acceptance of his father, even in spite of his sin. The older brother did not have a hug from his father. The older brother didn't want a hug. He pushed himself away. He felt his father owed him. He felt his father did not, that his father didn't appreciate him. And so he was not able to experience the closeness to his father that the younger brother did. It's through repentance that we experience closeness to God. Have you ever wondered why people sometimes feel so far away from God? Could it be that they have never come to a place where the things they've worshiped, they've seen that those things they've worshiped are so empty and that they bring nothing but pain and anguish ultimately? That repentance, the ongoing realization that God is everything, and that as he reaches out his arms to us through Jesus, we can experience closeness. That's really at the heart of the gospel. And repentance is not a once, it's not just something you do once. It's the way that a Christian lives with a deep turning and embracing.